Blog Talk Radio.
Yo.
Yo.
What it is in here,
man. Blog Talk on your face, man. Up between your mom's legs and all of that, man. Blog Talk, man. You here, man. Where's GQ at?
I don't know. It looks like he's called in yet.
Nah, he's, I know where he's at. I sent him to the store.
You sent him what?
I sent him to the store to get something. Just so, you know, I needed some time with his mom, some time alone with her, so I sent him to the store to get the a skyhook and the thingamajigger and a bucket of steam.
And a brick stretcher. Go get me a brick stretcher, boy.
Yeah, but, you know, we got pipe stretchers. You guys got brick stretchers. You know, it's all the same shit, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you're hosting the show right now. You know what I'm saying? Putting the host pin. That feminine boy should be calling in soon.
Oh, this fucking thing is stupid.
What?
I'm trying to fucking find his, the sound effects.
Oh, the sound effects are right there on the rail. You see that other box? There are three boxes.
Right. It says files. Right. I'm looking.
Yeah. They're right there. Just scroll down and you'll see. Whatever's there is whatever's there. Because he downloads a bag of shit. And that's what's there.
I see.
So you can now remember the volume. You don't want it to be mad loud. Usually I think the best volume is like, I think, what is it, 18 or something like that? 13, I think it's what, 9, depending on what you play.
What?
To the music, the best volume to talk over is like 9. You know what
I'm saying? You're talking about, 9%.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Once you play it, you can't change the volume later on. That's the whole thing. So you got to set it to whatever volume you want it to be on right now, and then it'll play at that volume. Because you can't, like, in the middle of the song change it, which would be ideal, but, you know, I don't know what's up with that shit.
Okay.
Yeah, his mom was washing dishes in the background, so you're just going to hear a stick and a banging pot take once in a while. All right, don't be alarmed, because that's just her doing what she's supposed to be doing.
I'm trying to find my favorite Jerky Boys joint.
Oh, boy. It's there. You just got to do comedy. Go down to see comedy.
You know what's gay? That fucking thing doesn't you wanted to say?
What?
Oh, that's so fucking gay.
What?
You have to hold the, like, I'm trying to scroll down.
Yeah,
okay,
it does, but sometimes it does, sometimes it goes back up to the top. You just got to deal with that.
Okay, I see what's going on right now. I think when it changes, every minute that it changes, it's a fucking, what's the name?
Let me speak to Brett Weir.
Who's calling?
Is he in?
Yeah, who's calling?
Look, Jerky, I don't need to talk to you.
You
don't need to talk to me?
Get Brett Weir, I said.
Hold on. Upstairs repairing something. You want me to call you back?
Well, this is a super across the way.
Yeah.
And he was supposed to take care of some business for me, and I'm very angry at that little jerk. All right, now I'm going to break his fucking head.
So what do you want me to do? Get in touch with you where?
He knows what the fuck I'm talking about. And don't have me come down here for you either, tough guy. You tell him to see me.
Super across the street?
You got it, punk.
Okay, I'll tell
him. That's my favorite one.
You got it, punk.
Out of all of them, that's my favorite one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, nice. Now you got another 58 minutes to go. Now what you going to do?
Shit. I'm not going to do anything. I'm a fucking ramen noodle. Like,
what?
Faster than I am. I'm going to eat my ramen noodles with cheese in it.
Oh, you spiced it up a little bit, huh?
Yeah, man. Got to do it.
Okay.
That's the green one. Put cheese and a little bit of beef in it.
Uh-huh.
You know? That's how they do it in Korea.
Yeah. Listen, fuck that. Blog Talk Radio, man. You know what it is already. Angry Bastard Radio winning goddamn building. For those of y'all motherfuckers and motherfuckers who don't know, all right, it's 914-338-1782. Is that the right number?
Right number, player.
All right, that's the right number. So, like we said, man, Blog Talk Radio, we in the building. We slapping mom's butts. We slapping little sister's butts. We slapping girls' butts. We slapping auntie's butts. We slapping great auntie's butts. And everybody, all right, every female who's in the building, we slapping your butt. So, get your mind ready. Get your mind right. Get your booty open. And we'll be with you when we get a chance. You know what I'm saying? Because we got a lot of booties to slap, and we have a lot of things to deal with. All right?
Take off your fucking clothes.
Well, your clothes should already be off now at the show. You know what time the show comes on, so your clothes should already be off. If they're not off, then, you know, we'll just deal with you accordingly. Because, you know, send your ass right to detention early. Bitches. All right, we got Illy on the switchboard, goddammit, who hasn't identified himself, but it's all good. That's Illy in the building. We got your boy 6-4 in the building. All right, we got Kyla in the building. She's sleeping right now. But you know, it is what it is. She'll be cracking your fucking heads. All right? As soon as she wakes up, she'll be cracking your fucking heads. All right? You bastards. All right? Omari's in the building. You know what I'm saying? He's not here right now. He's checking somebody somewhere else. But believe that, he'll be cracking your fucking head, too. All right?
Where's the fucking crown? Huh? Yo, who there? Who in here?
Yeah, you silly bastards, I'm back.
What happened to this fucking clown, clownfish?
Listen, he's a fucking jerk off. Alright? This is the fucking new and improved Angry Bastard Radio, minus the jerk off old host that used to fucking host it. Alright? I'm in the fucking building now, alright? Me, fucking L.E., we in the fucking building. You know the name 6-4, and if you don't, you better fucking ask somebody, ask your fucking whore. Alright? He's eating his fucking ramen noodles, whatever the fuck he's eating back there. I got GQ's mom washing these dishes, so as soon as she's done with that, she'll be done making noise and all that other crazy whole shit. Let's see, what else? Yeah. I'm fucking chilling. Other than that, all right, got your mom's butt in the sling, early and not late, all right, little sisters are victims too, for those of you who don't know, okay, you bastard, we're going to fucking play something for you, see if we can find a little, what?
He has to be in like a fucking time warp or something. He just sent me an email saying, text message saying, Gold Digger Thursday.
Doing what?
Saying Gold Digger Thursday.
Yeah, well, he's a stupid bastard, so we're going to fucking ignore that like we always ignore him, all right? He's a fucking retard, and, you know, we don't know what his story is, but we'll figure it out soon enough. Silly bastard. Silly bastard.
You
want to
go on the song?
What? I guess you could play a song or something.
Let's see what we have here.
Goddamn New Jacks.
Let's see what we have here.
You could play a fucking, like a talk over or something like that. Put something on, like an instrumental, go down the instrumentals and put on volume 9 and just fucking let that shit rock. And you could just, like, get talk or you want to play some shit while you eat or something like that.
Yeah, let me play some shit while I'm eating. All right.
So,
Trying to get that shit out of my teeth. LL, Jay-Z, Jim Jones, Joe Buttons, Joel Ortiz. Why does this guy have fucking JoJo Pellegrino in there?
I don't fucking know. He's a fucking retard.
Maserati. Ron Brown.
I guess, dude.
Let's see what else we have here. Okay, this is my joint right here.
Oh, boy.
This is my joint right here, okay. Look at this. Let me see.
Joel Ortiz. Who the fuck listens to Joel Ortiz? I don't. Do you? So you bastard.
We getting A-Rab money. What about that? You want to hear that?
I guess so.
A-Rab money?
I guess.
Let's play this here. This seems like a good one.
CMJ!
Brooklyn, they don't make rappers like us. The beats sound familiar, sound like swagger like us. New York, we go hard, we go hard. If you from out of town, you ain't got a pass, get wrong. I'm up to merge that new kid that runs shit at every coach, so no more dance to that dumb
block, yeah.
Get that load up with Trey 8 music. Hug the block all day, get your weight up music. Am I wrong? Feeling like I'm that new. The show don't stop, what y'all thought? I need a jigger.
Every
day my buzz getting bigger and bigger. Got these days, I get something about this new. If I'm up your girl, just listen my new. But she the truth, she's making this, she said my thing bigger.
It
ain't nothing, keep getting your cuff on. I just wanted you to know that you might as well jump on. Big and Jay, I rap for Brooklyn the most. I am New York, you could call me Mr. East Coast.
Yeah.
I do it for my killers, it's drug dealers. Some real niggas who ain't got no feelings.
Bang.
What I gotta do for y'all to know I'm that nigga? What y'all wanna see? Puff dancing in my video.
Yeah.
What's your name? Uncle Murder really got them shook. Would everything change if I got T-Pain on the hook? I got the Brooks behind me 1,000%. That's what I did with Sam Fab, the Brook and never forget.
Tell him!
Brooklyn, that's my borough, son. New York is my city. I'm so thorough, son.
Oh.
I'm like a motherfucker, lifeline. We're dead out here. I came at the right time. Don't worry, y'all in good hands now. This is the Uncle Murder Show. Everybody else stand down.
Yeah!
DJ White Out! White out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, folks. I had to put some water in GQ's mother's bowl real quick, and that shit had me, sidetracked for a second. But I'm back. All right. I got his mom in a fucking Cobra clutch again. So we're going to take it right back in the top. Slapping tits again. Yeah, so what up, Eric? What up, man?
Oh, same old shit, man. Looking good.
Oh, yeah?
That's it.
How's that job going?
I have to go. They were going to send me to a job today in the Bronx, a GC job. But I was like, I was like, all right, just give me a call back. What happens, they called me like twice, and I was sleeping. So the lady said, well, then she called me again at 2 o'clock or something. She's like, all right, well, I have a job in the Bronx, but, you're like my third call on it. So I have to call these two other people, and if they don't answer, then I'll call you back. So you know, with the way things are going now, everybody's answering every phone call.
Yep.
So, you know, because before.
Everybody except you.
Basically, I guess, yeah.
Right.
But, you know, I've had, it's not too bad, though. Like, supposedly, you know, there are a lot of things slowing down, We'll see. We'll see, my friend. We'll see what happens. You know? What are you waiting to start for that damn thing?
Yeah, I got to take this application because this is like the background check application or whatever. So I got to take this shit back. It was fucking ridiculous, this application. It's like filling out like 10 applications in fucking one. Fucking criminal history.
I know. It's still like filling out a super application.
Yeah, like ridiculous.
I know exactly. I did it for the police department, and I did it for the fire department.
So that's that's what I'm doing. And, you know, that's what it is. So once I'm done with this shit, I guess I got to wait, you know, and hopefully.
Wait how long, though?
I'm not too sure. I guess I don't know if I got to wait for the background check or if I start and then they do the background check during that probation period or whatever the case is. I'm not too sure about that.
What happened to the job over there on Washington Street?
That job fucking, I don't fucking know. I mean, it could be my attitude that probably has something to do with it. Or it could be the fact that the guy, the foreman there, you know, everybody's threatened by a motherfucker that knows what he's doing. You know, especially a young guy. Now, I don't really pose a threat, but when you look at things like, well, a motherfucker that needs to surround himself with assholes to feel like he's smart or to feel like he's in control is not somebody you really want to be working for. That seems to be the situation around, you know, where I was working and where I've been working before. Like, that was always the case. I was with some shops where, you know, I just did my thing and motherfuckers just left me alone, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then I was with some other shops where, you know, the foreman's fucking real dickhead and just, you know, wants to know what I'm doing all the time, where you going. Listen, I'm going to do my fucking job. What are you doing, you know? And shit like that. No one wants to, everybody wants to be like, you know, that person. And I'm not really, I don't vibe well with that person. So that's what it is. Funny story. Somebody, you know, in the local who actually got me that job, so to speak, called me yesterday and says to me, yeah, well, you know, I just want you to know that I didn't have anything to do with you getting laid off, whatever the case is. You basically talked yourself out of that one or whatever. But you still owe me $80. This is what this motherfucker says to me. So I call this motherfucker back. I'm just going to call him motherfucker because, you know, there's no need in naming the names and nothing like that. So I just call him motherfucker. So I call this motherfucker back. They don't answer the phone. I leave a message saying, well, it seems people have short memories, which is usually the case when they borrow money. That bread that you gave me was bread that was due. And it came at the right time, too, because I needed it. So, with that being said, I don't owe you anything. And, you know, if you want to talk about it, I'm on beaming. Left it just like that. 10 seconds later, as soon as I hung up the phone. 10 seconds later, my phone rings. I pick it up. I don't even think I let it ring once. Phone rings, so I'll pick it up. Yeah, what's up, man? Oh, yeah, just to let you know, I didn't owe you any money. I didn't feel the need to respond to that because they know what it is and I know what it is.
Right.
Yeah, just to let you know, I didn't owe you any money, whatever the case is, but if you needed it that bad, then, well, you know, you can have it. No answer. No response from me because, you know, some things don't need a response. Then, but, you know, that's what it is. I wish you the best. Still nothing for me. And have a good day. You too. That was it. But, you know, everything that goes around, goes around. Everything that comes around, comes around. So, ain't nothing going to change, man. I'm still going to be me. I'm looking at something new right here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's just what it is. Like, I'm not really concerned with the foolishness because everything comes in a timely fashion. Most things come in a timely fashion. For me, it's always been that way. I don't know if that's just the way my life is or that's just whatever. Everything comes around. So where I'm at with it is here. I'm looking at something different, looking at a new opportunity in a time of financial crisis, so to speak, in a time where people are going to, you know, be looking for employment opportunities. People are going to be losing their jobs. People are going to be doing all kinds of stuff. And I don't know what the future holds for, you know, for me financially. I don't know. But I know that I'm playing my cards right now. Like I haven't been, you know, doing a lot of things that I'm normally used to doing. And that's just what it is. That's just what I have to do right now. So that's pretty much that. Like I really don't, you know, for people, until somebody loses everything, and when I say everything, I mean everything, then they really don't know what it's like to suffer. I don't know what it's like to suffer. You know what I'm saying? Because I've always had things, but I'm not saying that I'd ever want to go through that, but yo, like, life is what it is, you know what I'm saying? So we got to just prepare ourselves for the worst and hope for the best. You dig what I'm saying? So, you know, I look forward to this new job opportunity, and I'll just be doing more of what I love, which is plumbing. That's what I'll be doing.
So when you turn your application in, what do they say? Like, what's the wait period or something like that?
Well, like I said before, I did the initial application, did the initial interview. There was one position. They called me back for that one position. I went back, to pick up paperwork. And tomorrow I go back to bring that paperwork, which is probably for the background check and all of that. I go to bring that back tomorrow. And when I bring that back tomorrow, then what I'll be able to do then is, I guess, take the next step in that, which is either, I guess, get employment or wait, you know, which would be like a probationary period, or maybe I'll wait for the background check. You know, I'm not too sure how that works, but, you know, they offered me the position, and, you know, I'm ready to take it. So I'm ready to move forward, you know, with that other shit, man. So when the cranes stop going up, your boy's not going down. You dig? That's what it is. That's what it is. So, you know, I got, there's a lot to look forward to right now. Still. Like, I look and I think to myself, well, damn, you know, you go to court and you do all of these things and all, like, you never been through court and nothing like that, right? Like, you never been through child support and nothing like that. Like, that's all madness, you know what I'm saying? Like, it takes stuff from you, you know what I'm saying? Especially when you know rightfully you're not supposed to be there. Like, it takes stuff from you, but it also shows you things about yourself. Like, you know, how organized you can actually be, how persistent you could be, how meticulous you could be with your records and all of that, how attentive you could be to, you know, things that's going on. Because sometimes you got to write shit down, you know, write things down so you can remember. Write things down so you can keep a record of it. Sometimes that's the best thing to do. And, you know, you look at people who seem like they would be the best person, you know, or seem like they have whatever going on for them, and it seems that, you know, and it turns out that that's not really the case. They're just, you know, dirt bags, for lack of a better word. Or pigs in a suit and tie, so to speak, and This can be said about other people who really don't have, you know, the best interest of those that are the closest, quote unquote closest, or who should be the closest to them. They don't really have that in mind. And this is things that when you really can sit down and examine what's going on, like, and not for what you think it should be, not for what other people think it should be, not for what is ideal, but for what it really is. You look at things like, wow, like, how can two little dogs, you know, or whatever, be more important than, let's say, your grandchild or something like that, like, then, you know, creating a situation where that child can see, you know, can you know, be with the father or whatever the case is, or, like, standing up for something. You know, instead of just things appearing good, appearing nice and well and fine, making it that way. But there's a certain amount of realism that comes with that people really can't dig deep enough in themselves to find. So, you know, I see, and, you know, me, because I've been through my own journey, you've been through your own journey, I see, like, why I've gone through things I've gone through in my life. Like, I always felt different. I always felt like, not really downtrodden, but I always felt like, well, damn, I'm looked at differently. Like, I'm treated differently. I always felt that way. And it wasn't something that was accidental. It was just something that, for me, was just real. Like, it was a reality, you know? And more and more, I realized that, yes, I've been different. Like, I've been, like, you know, you have an attitude. Like, I was told that my entire life. I never really understood it. You know what I'm saying? And I examined myself and other things, and I realized, yo, like, what I have with the most important thing to me was myself. I always have been. Like, the most important thing to myself has always been myself. Like, and even defending me, like, when it comes to certain things, like, defending myself, like, I've always been slow to defend me in certain cases. As outspoken as I am, like, when it comes to certain things, I've always been slower to defend myself and to defend other people. Because I can remember the only moment in my life where I ever, like, whipped somebody's ass was because they were fucking my brother. You know what I'm saying? But when it came to me now, it was a different story. So I just think that's, you know, when you look at stuff like that, it's just kind of funny, you know, like where things come from. You know, where things come from. Because I remember I was in Boy Scouts, and, you know, there was this kid, Jason. He used to always pick on everybody because he was the biggest kid, not because he was the smartest or nothing like that, but just because he was the biggest, you know what I'm saying? And, like, he, you know, whatever, like, there was this other kid, Tyrone. He was, like, older, though. So he was just, like, a big dummy. But he was fine, though, you know, more or less. And,
We batting out here?
So, you know, this nigga, we got the other host in the building. You know,
oh, I didn't even know I was in the building.
Yeah, you here.
I got some disgusting shit to tell you, but go ahead, finish that.
No doubt. But,
we got two other hosts in the building. I thought we did.
No doubt. So, this nigga Tyrone, you know, he was one of the bigger Boy Scouts, you know what I'm saying? But he was older, so he was, like, kind of in a different set. But he was still running with us because his pops was a scout leader. He had three scout leaders. And this is the heavy, the middleweight, and the lightweight. We got Mr. Law was his dad. He was, like, the rougher dude. Then we had Mr. Bowles, who was, like, the little dude. He had a son named Marcus. He was cool. Then we had Mr. Jones, who was, like, softy, and his son's name was Russell, but he was cool, too, you know what I'm saying? But long story short, man, Jason, he overstepped his boundaries one day, like, and after all of this building up, he overstepped his boundaries one day, man, and I whipped his ass. We were in the middle of Camp 10 Mile River upstate, and I set it on this man in front of all of the other campers. I don't remember exactly what it was that triggered it, but I know that was something that needed to happen. So whatever it was that was in me that compelled me to do that, is still in me today. Now, what will make it resurface is a different story. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's just one of those things, man. So we got to fight for our right to do whatever that we want. We need to do, Paul, because, yo, life is short, bro.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you one thing about that, Mr. 6'4". If motherfucking bitches had, or females, whatever, if females had a camera wedged in their assholes, whether they had an ass or not, my face would be on every single one.
Oh,
in other words, because I just got to look
Jesus
at this ass.
Christ.
Oh, I was looking at this girl's ass, and I'm like, damn, this bitch ain't got no ass. But if she had a hidden camera in her asshole, she would have told me looking at her ass.
It really doesn't matter in that situation, because even if a chick doesn't have an ass, it's just men straightening to look at a chick's ass.
like, that really doesn't even fucking matter.
But niggas is going to look at butt anyway. Straight male butt.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
So, and I always thought, you know, when I listen to, I ain't going to say every, you know, every rapper, but when, you know, when you listen to certain rappers, you listen to them, but you might not hear them, or you hear them, but you might not listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really, like, after the shit that I just found out, some of these niggas be knowing what the fuck they talking about, dog. Like, remember when this nigga Jada was like, a nigga that'll pop and tell is a dangerous coward?
Mm-hmm.
I never thought that existed. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I always thought it was possible, but I never thought that existed, you feel me? Until, hence today, we seen the fucking, that video I showed you where the niggas was hovering over the project.
Hmm.
They were doing what?
Oh, fuck. Yeah. The fucking police, you know, the niggas was in the choppers in the sky looking over the fucking projects and shit.
Oh, wow.
I mean, this was like, when was that? I think it was Friday, because I think we was on the show when we did that shit, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so it was Friday or whatever. So I just bump into my son, ain't nothing sweet, ain't nothing, you know what I mean, ain't nothing sour.
Mm-hmm. And he fills me in, like, because first I seen my son at the store, 251, which I didn't even know, that's hallowed ground right now. I didn't even know. Yeah, that's hallowed ground. So I'm like, I woke up on son, and he's like, yeah, what's popping? What's going on out here? I'm like, dog, I can't even begin to tell you.
I don't want to, let me just.
Yeah, because I was just about to address, I was going to address that, but I was like, I wasn't going to say nothing of it. But, yeah, guys,
that's homo shit you just said me, nigga.
When you speak to that man, like, yo, just tell him, yo, what happened? Just say it like that. I'll say what happened.
I'm gonna tell you exactly, because we already talked about that also. I was gonna fill you in. I was gonna say. Like, then I got interrupted by some crazy ass text, and I was like, let me just wave.
Yeah, me too. I'm like, what the fuck kind of shit is this nigga sending me?
I don't know. I probably must have sent that shit to him or some shit like that.
Yeah, more or less.
But back to what I was saying. So I'm at the store, and I'm talking to my son. He's like, yo, what's going on out here? I'm like, I can't even begin to tell you, my dude. Like, there's a lot going on out here. And he's like, well, it's funny because I just left the building or whatever. Like, he live in the building and shit, but he was down south, so, you know, he don't know what's going on. He's like, tell me why I had to show these niggas my ID when I went in the building and left the building.
Wow.
I'm like, wow, that's my first reaction. I'm like, wow. Like, so I'm like, what the fuck is that shit about? So my son, Nice Sweet, rose up on me. Like, I'm going to tell you exactly what that shit is about.
Mm-hmm.
So this nigga's like, yeah, my son got popped out here. So
mm-hmm.
Now when he said that, it made me think back to Friday. Like, why the choppers was in the sky that day?
Mm-hmm.
That's why the choppers was in the sky. Okay. So I'm like, he got popped. I'm like, fuck, when did this happen, my man? Because I was fucking like, you know what I mean? Niggas was active. Everybody was moving and doing what they was doing.
Yeah, niggas was around, though. We was around.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know what I'm saying? So the niggas like, yeah, somebody got popped in front of 240. I mean,
mm-hmm.
that's the building.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, wow, somebody got popped in front of 240. So he's like, that's not even the kicker, my nigga. The kicker is we just got paperwork last week on a nigga with his name on the affidavit. So now I'm like, wow. Then at that instant right there, it made me think of that Jadakiss shit, God. Like, a nigga out of Pop and Tell is a dangerous fucking coward, God. Like, and that shit is sickening to my stomach, God. And it's like, it makes me sad to even, like, live out here, because niggas, you know what I mean, niggas popped and niggas carried the nigga to fucking 251 and shit. Like, I'm like, wow, like, that's what's really going on out here. And, like, I don't even want to put this out there, but it's like, it kind of makes, you know, my movement, like, look bad. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it kind of makes my movement look like, what are y'all niggas doing? Like, that's what y'all niggas is promoting? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like he fucking pops the nigga. He's supposed to be like a, he's supposed to be an 020, like, you know what I'm saying? Of a brim. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's like, that's new information to me when niggas told me that. Like, really, he's supposed to be that and that? Like, so I'm like, oh my God, like, how is he even that and that? And this kid is younger than me, like, and, like, I know that, like, that's besides the point. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, like, that just makes what movement there is. Like, it just makes my movement look bad, son. Like, as far as you telling and you're shooting niggas, dog. Like, and the nigga that you shot was like, why'd you shoot that man? Like, why'd you shoot that man? Because his man, because his man's whatever.
Neutral nigga.
Yeah, like, that's first things first. He was neutral. Like, you know what I'm saying? Second thing, like, all right, what you gonna shoot this man because you have some type of feelings about how his mans and them robbed you or whatever, and he was just there, like, he was just there, he didn't encourage niggas to rob you, he didn't stop niggas to rob you, he was just, like, basically a neutral party. Like, come on, like, niggas is rambling out here, God. That's why I'd be like, yo, that's why I was telling you that day, like, son, like, niggas, just be careful what you do out here, dog, because it's like, it's a lot of talent going on. That's always been happening, God, but.
Sounds like a G's to Gents type of story to me.
Oh, yeah. It's funny you bring that up, too.
I'm going to liken it to a Hollywood show.
Yeah,
it's
true. I would go, because it's funny. I just had missed that part that he was telling me about, man. And I was tight, because when I called him back, he was like, yo, he's talking. Like, this nigga GQ is talking. And I'm like, what the hell is he talking about? And then I remember we was watching G's the Gents, and then he had said something that, you know, that was similar to it. And I'm like, hold on. I'm like, that's on that G's the Gents shit, right? He's like, yeah. I'm like, that's the nigga Fahim talking like that. He's like, yeah. I'm like, oh. I'm like, I thought that nigga was a G. Like,
nah, that nigga was a fucking lowercase G.
Oh, man. He was a real G.
What did he do?
Nigga switched up his whole persona after basically he got kicked off.
Oh, he got kicked off and switched up his whole persona.
He went from being a, he went from being a G to a jet, literally. Like.
Boo.
Like, because he was doing a lot of tough, like the way he was talking, like, it was. The way he came, like, the way he came across was tough, like, you know what I'm saying? And then nigga GQ was like, nigga just switched his voice up, and his voice wasn't the same, and he said some other shit. Like, I'm like, oh, man.
You had all the poppy nigga from Cali. Yo, nigga, I'm a G, man. I did 2 years in prison. I'm not trying to go back to that. I'm a G.
I'm crying and shit.
I'm a G. Dude, nigga, you gotta go. I'm gonna get the fuck out of here.
Nigga always crying and shit.
They stood up when he was gonna do something and then sat back down and do nothing.
He said, y'all ain't see the Puerto Rican nigga cry when he got kicked off, did y'all?
Oh, no.
I watched that show. It was some from Chicago, my nigga. I forgot his name, the Chicago nigga. He was, you know, pretty boy looking nigga with the braids and all that.
Macho.
Yeah, that nigga.
Macho.
that nigga started crying when he was getting interviewed when he got kicked off.
Huh.
I'm like, yeah, I ain't gonna front, you know, G's cry or whatever, like gangsters cry.
That's what I was gonna say, like
gangsters don't cry like that though, my nigga.
Niggas balling.
It's a difference it's a difference between niggas crying and you shedding tears, you feel me?
It's not running down the face and all that.
And then,
yeah,
and then
that nigga needed a Kleenex.
Yeah, Kleenex. And then the white boy from Philly, he's like, yo, man, I'm about to go in his chest, man. He's lucky I didn't do it. Man, he should have did it off the camera then.
Mm-hmm.
That's like I was telling you, like, yo, the nigga was really a G, like he said he was. Yo, let's go to a neutral place where there's no cameras and boxes.
Yeah. And next morning, yo, man, I can't even think straight, man. I was ready to go over homeboy's chest. Fuck up, nigga.
Come on, dog. Like, you trying to portray an image that we think that you're supposed to be, like, that you're really not, dog. Like, it's all right, though. Like, I guess it's good for the cameras and shit. You know, niggas want to be famous, and, you know, some niggas...
But then when the niggas about to get kicked off, yeah, I mean, he got, you know, he picked them three niggas to step up.
He got that chat line volume right now.
I know that was the Jesus Gen shit.
When a nigga got punched out his hat on the reunion.
Yeah, I didn't know that's what that was.
And that episode, they had some G's in that episode. Like, that season, there was some G's on there. Like, not all the niggas was G's, but there was a couple of G's on there that you could tell. Mm-hmm. Them niggas was gangsters. Right? I mean, there was gangsters in the hood or whatever. Who's to say they're gangster everywhere? Because, you know, niggas was G's in their hood or whatever. I can't call it.
It sounds like somebody's ruffling through their dishes.
That's this nigga G2's mom just putting the dishes up in the cupboard over here.
Yeah, that's funny, because I was just about to say, it sounds like somebody's ruffling through dishes.
Yeah, that's this nigga's mom's putting it. Is she done, though? I'm about to done her off right now.
Nah, this nigga exposed using the slave knuckles on his motherfucking mother's dishes and shit. That's what it is, nigga. Take that trash out while you're at it, bitch boy.
Take that trash out.
Pussy boy!
Right after I stretch your mom's uterus. I'll be done with her in a minute. Matter of fact,
hey, yo, hey!
I'm letting the dogs going on her.
Is anybody calling in for the switchboard?
Hell no, he ain't paying attention to the switchboard. When he says, he's not paying attention to the switchboard.
Hell no.
He knows how to do it already. Like, y'all niggas called in individually or y'all three-way each other? Two-way, y'all called each other?
No, I called individually.
They called individually.
All right, so he knows, but nigga, when somebody pops up, he'll let them on, faggot.
No, I'm just saying, because before he didn't, faggot.
You ain't saying nothing. Shut the chat, why?
Fuck up.
You know that, right?
Your mom's further.
What happened?
There's only 10 minutes left in the show.
Yeah, I was about to call you on Treyway and, tell you to add another hour. Well, fuck it, I'll do it here. Fucking go to the main page, not the switchboard, the other page.
All right.
Okay. And then click on what do you see?
Add edit episode.
Yeah, add edit episode. Go to add edit.
Okay.
And then you see archive. Segment?
Yeah, archive episode, yep.
All right, go there.
Uh-huh.
Do you see today's date?
Yeah.
All right, there's a little notepad, and then I think it's a trash can in the middle of that or some shit. Click the notepad.
Notepad? Okay.
All right, now scroll down and look for duration.
Okay, duration, 120 minutes?
Yeah.
All
right. That's what I'm talking about. I gotta give me a fucking laptop, man. I'll still be stuck on the fucking segments and shit.
Submit?
Yeah, submit.
Okay. Damn, I wish I had that. I know that you pussy wound up right now, man. Niggas ain't the same when police get around.
No, they're not. Here's something. 914-338. Huh?
It is 1 hour and 8 minutes remaining.
Bet. Hit us up. 914-338-1782. Taking showers, dedications, and requests until motherfucking 9 o'clock p.m. The angriest motherfuckers in the East Coast is in the building. We got 6-4, SD, LE, GQ. We're doing our thing, man. Ladies, call up. This is grimy slash gold digging Tuesday. A lot of griminess going on in the hood, as you can see, as D was doing. We're going to fucking continue.
Ah, bitch.
Konnichiwa, bitches.
The hood is disgusting right now. Well, Carla over here smelling like poo. You know what I'm saying? When she wake up, she's going to be G-checking y'all niggas, man, because it ain't fucking sweet. Y'all niggas thought it was sweet, but the motherfucking ain't. I'm going to tell you another fucking thing.
Okay.
What's wrong with y'all niggas? I'm done with y'all niggas. I ain't even want to finish it up, man. It's pussy. Whoever's listening, y'all niggas is pussy. Y'all better not call up. Matter of fact, any bitches that call up here, that's my word, man. I'm sending a picture of my cock to y'all phone, man. I'm going to be done with y'all, man, because it ain't nothing, man. That's how we do it. You know what I'm saying?
And we're not talking about no fucking rooster either.
Too,
nah, we're not talking about the rooster, man.
Next time you do, you check pictures. Like, take them off my computer, will you?
Damn,
I can't
even hear
that.
Do I have to throw him in the crash? Yeah, I don't know. Anyone know what this fag is saying?
I don't know. It sounds like he got a pillow. It's like he's pillow talking.
In the fetal position. Looking back.
He got a pillow over his face and he's underwater.
Yeah, definitely.
My pillow. My phone is still low?
No, it's better now.
No, it's not. He's lying to you. Yeah, he's lying.
Anyway, let me call some of this Badaluno real quick. I bitch-ass niggas, man. I don't fuck with this, man. Got the cork flowing in this motherfucker.
Yeah, shout out to Comcast for shutting me off because I'm 20 hours over my bill, so I can't play Call of Duty or get online. Shout out to that bitch-ass nigga, pussy.
Shout out to bitch-ass Comcast, man. I'm going
to
come
shout out to my son, Seth, man.
Mm-hmm.
Not a shout out, my son Seth. Yeah.
Who? Fluff?
My son Seth, man. Aces, man. Definitely, I'm not mad at you.
So hold on now.
Shout out to all the fat people that are angry because it's spring and their season is over.
Shout out to the niggas that get their fucking ass bust in fucking Call of Duty. And fucking Street Fighter, man.
What? Shout out to them niggas from Spain and shit who don't even speak a lick of English talking about, I'm invincible. I am invincible.
What?
Fuck is wrong with these little niggas, man?
Shout out to the niggas that fucking run their fucking traps and just to fucking hear themselves run their trap, man.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to my cat that just took a dump on my steps again.
Nice. Shout out to the pussy that allows that to go down.
Yeah. What am I supposed to do, man? These niggas run me, man. Some bullshit.
I mean, I hear you, dog.
I can starve.
Oh boy, what's going on here?
Does anybody know what's happening?
Yeah, hold on one second. Hold on.
Oh, my God. Who's at the switchboard? Somebody shoot that man.
Hold on one second now. Hold on now. I'm coming. Hold on. All right, here we go.
Shout out to this nigga's cats, man. This nigga be sleeping on his cats. And
his cats be sleeping on him, nigga.
Yeah.
Look at this. On his face. Only cat that sit on my face is your mother's.
Oh, okay, so you alright. So you actually let
Cuda cat.
You actually let niggas.
Yeah, you heard right, nigga. Cuda cat.
Okay.
Yeah, you heard right, nigga.
That means you're disgusting. That's what that means.
Yeah.
One,
so what you're saying is you came out of disgusting pussy, no doubt. I mean,
two. Oh, that means.
I love eating that disgusting pussy. I love it.
Three. That means you probably got gout in your lip.
This nigga, all right, so you got the gout all over your body then, huh? You came out of it, nigga.
How are you looking at it? How are you looking at it?
Whoa.
Let's not talk about stuttering because you talk slow just so you don't have to stutter.
But I don't stutter. That's the key word, you know what I mean? I wasn't talking about
the
stuttering.
I wasn't even talking about your stuttering.
What, you got low self-esteem, nigga?
Come on, dog. Keep it real. You know that's what you
I wasn't even saying that about your stuttering.
That's what you was going to say. That's your back.
I wasn't. Damn, I come at you that hard that you know? That's crazy, man.
That's your back fall every time. Niggas
you like the nigga every time. Here's my money. You're like the nigga like, here's my money. I know you're going to rob me today.
Whoa.
Like, well, I wasn't even going to rob you. Thank you for the money, though.
Whoa.
You didn't say that, remember?
Oh, shit. That shit is funny, man.
Oh, man. Shout out to,
peanut-head-ass nigga.
Shout out to niggas who can't stop arguing about bullshit, man.
Arguing? Oh, yeah, Lord, man. God.
Feminine bots, man. Come on, man. Please, man. Fast forward that, man. Pause that. Freeze that, man. Get it in line, man. What the fuck is wrong with y'all niggas, man? Shout out to the free calls for the baby. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to the deep fryer I just bought.
Shout out to the what?
The deep fryer I just bought.
Okay. Shout out to the pan of shells and cheese. You know what I'm saying?
With the extra yellow spot in the middle.
Extra yellow. Extra yellow with the yellow spot. And shout out to the pepper stick I made with the brown sugar in it. Niggas don't know the recipe, man. Fall back.
Yeah, niggas don't know the recipe.
Niggas don't know the recipe, man. Just a dash of brown sugar. I'm going to put it like that. They say Portland's home cooking, but it is home cooking. You dig what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know, man. They don't know, dog. Like, I don't want to even pull it out on these niggas because they're not ready for the execution. Because I execute it.
This thing has to be stupid. Pause.
I mean,
it ain't nothing.
Like,
it's just, you know, it is what it is.
Nah, because it's just the way the nigga was in mid conversation, and the nigga caught it on the fly shit.
You know, I said it for him, you know what I'm saying? Because he was in the middle of his thought, like, you know what I'm saying?
shout out to the bootleg slingers that, we ain't got to pay $20 to see a whack ass movie. I can pay $5.
Shout out to my nigga Nifty, man. Wait up. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Son Nifty, man. And Brother Man. Shout out to Brother Man, too, man.
Brother Man from Good
Four. With the jerk chicken, man. Get it in. Son gets it in out there.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to the dirty Jamaican niggas with the stink-ass feet.
Mm-hmm. And the dirty-ass weed.
Word. Bumming for $5.
Shout out to the niggas that walk up on niggas looking for weed, showing their chest to prove that they're not a cop.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that shit, 6 foot?
Y'all talking about another situation. Oh,
you talking about a situation.
Oh, shit.
Showing their what to prove that they're not a cop?
Remember when niggas was in my fucking...
Who was that? At the fucking the West End and shit, and niggas fucking burning it down, and the nigga the Crip nigga walked up on us and was like, yo,
that nigga's got the Buddha, whatever, and there ain't no cop. He's showing it, like, he's fucking like showing like lifting his collar and shit, and fucking lifting his hat and all that, talking about I'm a gangbanger and all that, man.
The funny thing is, after showing himself like that, he's still
Batman.
You know what I'm saying? And that was rare, man. That was, you know, niggas stepped out the Brooklyn that day. Nigga Ed came through, made a little appearance or whatever. You know, hit the niggas is on Eastern Parkway. You know what I'm saying? The cops is right there, and right there. Plus over there and all about there and shit. You know, we were still passing the bud back and forth like it was nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas was passing it back and forth like it wasn't nothing, son. We was right there on the Parkway, right there. All niggas had to do was go like this. Over there, that way. You know what I'm saying? But we did what we did, though, because, you know, niggas...
How we doing, man? That shit was funny, because, like, after all that shit, like he said, after all that, so I ain't getting no weed from niggas, like...
No buzz, son. And we were still blowing it in front of him, passing him back and forth.
Yeah, and it was funny, because... It's funny, because niggas had... A nigga had a pocket full of weed, like, damn near a pocket full of weed, like...
Mm-hmm.
He's like, nah, niggas ain't got nothing for you, fam.
Nothing. And we in your borough.
And it's just funny because me and this nigga, like, niggas ain't even look at each other and nothing. And I know niggas just had the same thought right through your mind. Like, oh, Lord,
mm-hmm.
Look at this nigga. Like, look at this nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Word.
That dude.
I ain't gonna fuck, fuck a little out of pocket that day, but, you know, I was still in my comfort zone.
Yeah, it was a little,
it was a little bluish out there.
Yeah, it was definitely blue out there, though. Like, nothing.
It was definitely bluish.
Yeah, it was horrible. It was horrible. Like, niggas went to the store, got some West Indian, some beef patties or something like that, and they started
uh-huh.
cooking.
Seen this nigga K, matter of fact. Didn't we see K when we did that? KK?
We seen somebody out there, you know what I'm saying?
I think it was KK. No, I don't think you seen KK. I think I seen the nigga.
So, you know, nigga had a little Guinness or something, walked up the store. You know, just doing what we do.
Yeah,
doing what we do, man. Lit the epiphany.
Epiphany.
And you know, it's summertime, so we just letting it flow, how it flow.
Let it flow. Oh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's it, somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
And we're about to let it blow. Oh, oh, oh. That's that shit.
Celebration,
man.
Mm-hmm.
Celebration.
Pull out your
titties,
man. Wow. Well, they don't become titties until you pull them out.
It won't become clear at all. You know, you gotta mix the Kool-Aid with the red wine and make a drink for the bitches. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
boy.
Ooh, I like this. You could drink a ton of it and not get drunk.
Mhm.
I'm not serving that though. I'm serving that shit where you take like three drinks. That's the shit I'm drinking. They're drinking the hard shit, you know. But you gotta remember though, ain't nothing. A drunk bitch is not a fun bitch. Drunk bitches are no fun. Remember that.
Never.
You gotta stop at the tipsy level. Once they get drunk, they become a burden. And who needs a burden? You know what I'm saying? I got two kids. I don't need to carry her too.
Yeah, I don't need to be a babysitter for two people.
I mean.
These niggas is finished out here. Fuck these.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these niggas is definitely finished out here.
I'm watching the Obama press conference.
Oh, yeah? What's he talking about?
The economy.
Free pussy for everybody, man.
Free weed, too.
Free Twizz. For those that don't know what the Twizz is, man, check reference B16 in the charter.
Mm-hmm.
Mad meat looking in the freezer right now. Pause. We got, you know, the chicken breast, chicken wings, you know what I'm saying? Got the steak, got the ground beef, got the hot dog.
Shit, nigga, sound like I need to bring my Tupperware, nigga.
Got the lean pockets, the whole grain lean pockets, spinach artichoke chicken, the motherfucking garlic chicken, white pizza. You know what I'm saying? Niggas don't know what it is. On the Elio's pizza, got the beef browning subs, got the Totino's. The Celeste pizza, man. Let me look in the fridge real quick. Got the brick pack, mac and cheese, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, I just got the brick pack.
Brick pack, nigga.
What brand is that?
Nah, nigga, that's that, I'm talking about macaroni and cheese, nigga.
She got it into like a fucking delicious cold shit.
In the bacon pan, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, right.
Yeah, I put it together, chef that real quick. Niggas don't know what it is. Well, so what we left two hosts, like, niggas is real quiet right now. What's they, talking to each other private? Message.
I would hope not.
Hmm.
This guy said he's watching the Obama thing.
Yeah, he is. What's,
I'm kind of watching it, too. I'm kind of watching it, but I'm about to actually, decipher through this and Channel 3 because, them boys are starting to play now, and chucking them is hilarious.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, get some basketball knowledge while I'm at it.
What you watching right now?
I'm watching Kenny and Chuck and them.
Who's playing?
Detroit and Chicago.
Oh, boy.
I want to blow this bogey. Fuck the dumb shit. I want to blow this weed, nigga. Fuck the dumb shit.
No, I could dig it. soon as my as soon as I gain some employment again, I'll be back on my grind the right way this time though.
Yeah, hey.
What?
Streets is missing the twin doctors.
Yeah, I know, son, but yo, shit is like,
I already know. Right? You gotta wait at the door.
Yeah, you know what it is, son. Like, whatever, son. I'll call the shots. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I was gonna present to you, but you know, I really wasn't. You know, I was just gonna let you, you know, play it how you feel.
Put it out there like that, the way I be putting it out there.
Yeah, like I guess I was gonna let you, you know, play it the way you know the best you felt like playing.
Yeah, but you know, at the end of the day, it's about the A-Rap money, man.
Of course it is. That's what it's always gonna be about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know any other way.
A-Rap money.
That's in the position I'm in. I don't know any other way right now.
Yeah. More or less, we're in the same position. I'm actually worse than you, my nigga, because, you know, I got two-something of debt every week, like, whether it's coming in or not. You know what I'm saying? And that's the bullshit. That's the court bullshit, man. But, you know, I gotta make two-something just to get to zero. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you, bro.
You know, shit is kind of whack, but, you know.
That shit is very whack.
Mm-hmm.
This is very whack.
It is what it is right now,
but that's, you know, once I get that knockdown come reasonable, like, let's say $100 a week, or even $65 a week, $75 a week, like, the reality is, yo, like, niggas is out there in court fronting, you know what I'm saying, like, calling the judge, ma, man, you know, doing, coming in or, you know, however they want, whatever, flashing cash, talking about I ain't got it, and getting paying $75 every 2 weeks. There's niggas out there doing that. Me, on the other hand.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, there's no equality there, son. And that shit burns me. So I got to switch up the whole game plan now. Now it's going to be from $100 a week shit. That's what it's going to be right now. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to owe you a GM up. That's rent. Let's be real.
That's real talk, Allie. That's definitely rent, God.
Let's be real, God. Like,
that's definitely rent, God. Rent, nigga.
Man, I ain't got it.
I ain't got it, son. I don't got it. Even if I had it, I ain't got it. Fuck
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's real like that right now.
Yeah, got it definitely.
And somebody told me, a wise man told me, like, watching a couple of years with this economy shit keep going the way it do, which it's supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Just wait. Niggas is going to be even more hungry than ever, God.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not one, and I ain't gonna say I'm Superman. I'm a superhero. So what I am gonna say is, I'm not trying to be one of them niggas in a predicament where shit get caught in a loop and I'm evicted.
Yup. But see, the beautiful thing with that is, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, there ain't no beautiful side to that.
What
I was gonna say,
there's only two ways out. There's only two ways out. Like, one of my other mans also said, like, with that shit, two lives get taken, God. Like,
yep.
Yours and the ones you take. Man.
So, yo, I'm going to put it like this, man. That when it comes down to it, and I go to it in front of the white people, and I'm like, yo, listen, I ain't got it for XYZ reason. And they're like, well, if you ain't got it, you can't give it. If you ain't got it to give, you can't give it, fam. You know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
Hey, you're not going to tell me to go out there and find something that is not findable. Like,
yeah,
that's like
up.
Telling me to go out there and find God or some shit. Like, I mean, I know where he's at. I don't got to look for him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know where he's at. Like, you're not going to go out there and send me looking for Jehovah, talking about looking the streets and shit. Like, I ain't going to do that.
That don't work. That don't work.
Nah, you gotta do the same with less or do more with less. I don't know what to tell you. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to tell you some real shit, like real talk. This was fucking last Monday, my nigga. I go to this little shit over here on fucking Bay Street. Like, know what I mean? Little job finder shit.
What, that work for shit?
Yeah, so, you know, I go over there looking, you know, dapper then. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going over there looking dapper. Like, let's get fresh for this occasion. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So I walk in the place. And I'm like, yeah, you know, such and such, I'm here for, you know what I mean, such and such or whatever.
And Duke is like, yeah, step around the counter real quick. So I steps around the counter, and the nigga looks me up and down, and he's like, yo, you're not going to be, you ain't going to be able to, you know, such and such. I'm like, what? I'm like, dog, what is you talking about? Like, what is you talking about? He's like, nah, you don't got the proper shoes on. I'm like, dog. I'm like, all right, granted, I had on Wiley's, but my shit was looking fresh, dog. Like,
mm-hmm.
I wasn't, like, know what I mean? I wasn't looking like, know what I mean? Like, come on, like, who, like, you're coming in here looking for a job looking like that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I was looking proper, dog. And I'm like, dog, there's no way in the world you're going to tell me that shit. And I'm looking at the other niggas that's walking in and out of this place, and niggas ain't looking half as presentable, dog. Like,
mm-hmm.
And I'm really focused on that. And I'm like, dog, and I'm sitting, and niggas are getting tight with me in the spot, because now I'm starting to, you know, kind of, like, lose my cool a little bit, like, and I don't even really do that in most situations, but I'm tight,
mm-hmm.
like, come on, God, like, I'm out here, like, I've been fucking, I'm out here, I need this money, like, I wasn't saying that generally, but, like, you know what I mean, like, I need this money, nigga, like, you know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
not playing, like, this
mm-hmm.
nigga, look at this nigga right here, God, look what he got on, God, like, he didn't even have a proper attire, period, like, you know what I mean, shitting on niggas in the spot, like, tight niggas just like fucking through a lot of niggas want to get hype. I'm like, I'm not even talking to you, fam, but I'm talking about you, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
niggas tight niggas like, oh, you're gonna have to leave before we call police. And, you know, 120 is like 2-3 steps away.
Yeah, exactly,
so
like
2-3
clicks away.
Yeah, so I'm like, let me just step off of this perimeter, right, the premises right here, for fuck around and get myself thrown in the can.
Yeah, that's never good.
And that shit had me really tight, dog, because it's like, come on, dog. Like,
I mean, what were you going there to do? Like, just, you know, you could go.
I was going to look for work,
my
nigga. I was going to. I said I had resume in here. I had everything looking fresh, my nigga. Everything was looking right, dog. Everything was looking right, dog. And I'm like, yo, what's wrong with y'all niggas out here, man?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get it right. Like, after that, like, that day, like, I was just like, damn, son, like, that shit just fucked me up, God. Like, that just fucked my whole thought process. I'm like, damn, if I went out here really, you know, and willing and able to fucking damn near have them niggas give me anything just for the moment so I can get my cheddar right.
Mm-hmm.
And niggas can't even throw me a bone. It's like, God, I gotta go get a bone somehow now. Like, you feel me? And it's like, I guess I can't eat that way. So I guess I gotta eat another way, some other way. That's what that basically told me right then and there. Like, yep. I don't want that to, you know, we got messages from Moco Space out here. Shout
mm-hmm.
out to Moco Space, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but,
I gotta get that back online.
I'm not trying to let that shit, I don't know, I ain't trying to let that shit fuck me up like that, God, but, man, listen, man. I know what's going on out here already. You know, niggas is losing their money. I was just looking at this shit on TV when Duke got caught with like $100 billion or $50 billion or some shit like that.
Mm.
And niggas is like, where's the money going? He got all the fucking money. Come on, where the money going? Surprised niggas ain't hear about this. That shit's on the news every day, girl. Like,
what is it?
I forgot the pussy's name.
Metal?
Some dude, he got caught. He got
Metal?
Caught long. Yeah, I think there's some shit like that.
Yeah, nigga, he's getting away scot-free.
Oh, he's getting away scot-free?
Not necessarily, son, but he's got bread, son. So they gonna take what? Let's say they took $25 billion. How much? Billion?
They stole like they say he stole more than that.
Oh, so let's say he took half of it.
How could you take half of it if most of that money came from, you know, fucking working people or wherever it came from? It didn't come from him himself. How could you only take half?
I mean, because you got lawyers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
true.
And it ain't right. It's not about what's right. You know what I'm saying? It's about what they write up. So, you know, that's what boys, I'm going to start using that shit. It's not about what's right. It's about what they write up. You know what I'm saying? Like, when it comes down to the paperwork and shit. Like,
yeah, that's true. That's definitely true, God.
You know what I'm saying?
That's definitely fucking true.
You know what it is already. So let's say they take $25 billion from the nigga. Son, the nigga still got $25 billion. The fuck is that?
That's bail money, nigga.
You know what I mean?
That's how they probably fuck around and give it back to them. That's bail money, nigga. You want to get out? You want to get out?
post that 25 billion bail, nigga.
You get it back.
Mm-hmm.
Smack a jailbird's bondsman strength for 18 bronze men.
Listen, I don't how the fuck I'm not with that jail shit. I know niggas like it. That's funny because, like, I really know niggas, like, not even just in New York. Like, I know niggas, like, OT and all that other shit, but niggas really like jail, bro. Like,
that's nuts. To me, people like that are nuts.
That's nuts. And, like, I always, like, I listen to the niggas Styles P say some shit like, jail is safer than the streets and shit like that. Like, I feel you on some type of note, but, like, dog, you could get killed in jail just like you could get killed in the street. Like, what's really going on? Like, I would have met niggas like that. Like, yo, son, I just like being in jail, girl. Like, I'm like, then I'm thinking, then I question some of my niggas, because there's some of the niggas that you don't question behind that, because niggas are trying to take it to a different level. But there's other niggas you question, like, dog, like, you like the fact of being told what to do and, like, being around men all day? Like, what's your story behind that, girl? Like,
I think some of it got to do with, like, there's no
response. Combination of things.
Yeah, it's definitely a combination. You ain't really got to do nothing, son. You just got to be there. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, you, I mean, they make you do shit in there, girl. Like,
yeah, like, I know, license plates and all that other shit, but I'm saying, like,
you took a lot of job in there, God.
As far as,
you know,
like,
how much,
going
you know,
out
how much,
like,
doing,
you
know,
shit,
how much
is
make
having
a
walk through, like what you went through. Like, a nigga ain't got to get dressed up and go out there and you know what I'm saying, try to,
yeah, that's true,
and make something for himself. A nigga could just take what's given to him, you know what I'm saying? That's not what's up. But for some niggas, that's real.
So you want to talk about a job? You know how much the niggas, son, just take a guess on how much niggas make in jail if you actually had a job.
Yeah, my nigga. Niggas don't even get that. You know what I'm saying? Then you got
like, that's what I'm saying. Like, niggas make like 7 cents a day, girl. Like, that shit is disgusting, girl. Like,
think about it.
Like, what are you making, girl? Like, come on, girl. Like, what am I supposed to do with that? Oh, good pass. And Juan. All right, not a bad start to the game.
Who's playing?
Detroit and Chicago. I don't know. My son Joaquin just caught the banger and won.
Yeah, your mom's a man, too.
Oh boy. This character comes in web house.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, hold on. I'll be right back.
Comes in with the guy. Nigga, we ain't never know you was here.
Word.
I'll be back, nigga. We ain't know you was back, nigga. Fuck out of
here. We ain't know you was here, nigga. Fuck you doing?
Fucking little ass niggas, man.
Mm-hmm. Let's go, Stucco. Show me something, man. They're not that weak ass jumper.
Yeah, this nigga, who the center for them niggas? Nah, now that, Wallace is out. And, not Wallace, this nigga,
Allen, nigga. Allen's out.
Nah, not even that nigga.
Sheed is out.
Yeah, Rashid is out. Who else?
I think this nigga, I don't see Rip on the floor right now.
Nigga, Max should be going in. Like,
yeah, Max is all right, girl.
You know what I'm saying?
I like Max. I like Paul Millsap.
Mm-hmm.
Millsap. I like, get the head right. Pause.
So moving on, turn to 28 with that or 3?
3, man.
Mm-hmm.
We got that Tuesday, Thursday going on this week, man.
Yeah, we got it. We're going to let's enhance it real quick to HD real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Right here. We watch me HD real quick on you bitch ass names.
Let's go Salmons.
Yeah, there we go.
My son, Sneaky Salmon.
Salmon.
Let's see what else is on this TV, man.
Mm-hmm. Let's go Point.
Do some channel surfing out here.
Yeah,
Family Guy.
We're going to be going in on these niggas, too. What, it Burns or some shit? I forgot the niggas, man.
John Duddy. Yeah, this nigga John Duddy get it popping.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, okay. Let's go. Yeah.
I think we'll stick to channel 27 for the moment.
Oh yeah.
What is it?
Oh no. That was a good fucking punch though. Whatever.
Oh yeah, Pacquiao Hatton.
Where you see that at?
Nah, it's in the makings right now.
I'm looking at some niggas, Bob, John Duddy. I don't know, that's not John Duddy. Some other niggas fight.
John Duddy.
Lord.
Kwame Brown.
Kwame, he's a wash.
Yeah.
Oh, that look a little low right there. That nigga snuffed him in his gonads. What is this fucking, what do you do? Is like middleweight, welterweight?
They're looking pretty, about 140.
Ooh.
I was right on the belt. Right on the
That looked a little low.
This nigga, one of the coaches for the, for Detroit looked like Charlie Rangel and shit.
Yeah, this nigga's too polished for this nigga, God. This black man's too polished for him.
Yeah,
hold
man.
On. He's too polished for him.
What are we watching?
We on MSG right now.
Okay. Just 27 real quick, see what's going on out here.
He's too polished for him. You see that? You see the left hand up near his chin?
Mm-hmm.
That was a little wild right there. But,
you
know, we keep control over the punches. Yeah, we close up.
Yeah,
we got caught one.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right, though. We keeping the pressure on. Hold that.
Yeah, he stuck him real quick.
Yeah, we too polished for him.
Oh, boy.
His uppercut is nervous, though.
Yeah.
But we work the body. Look, body work.
Yeah.
Yo.
Oh,
what happened there?
Yeah, hit your knee real quick, fam.
Oh, you caught him with a body punch? Okay.
Yeah, he hit your knee real quick, man.
I thought he caught him with a nut cup. Yeah, we too polished for him. Finish the job. Four knockdowns? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's crazy. Right here.
Hold on, what's this below that? Oh, that's NIT. I don't do the NIT.
Yeah, we don't need to watch this commercial.
Go back to Kirk Heinrich and then.
Yeah, right back to the HD experience.
Oh, got him.
He did. So, come on, Joe Kim.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
It's that New York boy.
Mm-hmm. You can tell by the chin strap.
Mm-hmm. In the wiry frame.
Mm-hmm.
Like Tay Sean. Let's go, Tay. Stucco. Oh, bro. That shit out of here.
Yeah, it looked a little,
he blocked that.
Out of control. Yeah. Oh, good cross back over.
Uh-huh. You see it? You see it? You see where
uh-huh.
I get it from, man.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking like I'm Stockton out there, man.
A little behind the back. Oh, yeah, Joakim.
Good pass.
Oh.
Good no call. Good no call. Good pass.
No.
Cool.
Yeah, niggas close out on you. Niggas is not.
Yeah, straight out.
But this nigga be trying to go in on niggas, though.
With Stucco?
That Stucky the point?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tice?
Yeah.
He's washed.
I mean, for old man, he's still doing his numbers. He was like 20-10 the other night.
You mean sure. Nigga for Shaq, and he's doing his numbers. Shaq older than that, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Shaquille.
The big cactus.
The big cactus. The big Aristotle, man.
Shaq-erific? How'd you get so many cues? Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Seen his face?
Yeah, that shit was hilarious.
And he was like, this might go again.
You seen that?
Yeah,
that
I seen sexy. Kirk.
That was sexy.
He's like, it's my go again. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Shaq this. The big legendary, man.
Mm-hmm.
AKA the big Baryshnikov, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Joakim. Oh, bad thing. Punch that shit.
Oh, good tip. Tip drill. Right. I got to respect the tip drill.
Mm-hmm. dismantling niggas on a Sunday, man. Don't come back out here, man.
Yeah, I was... Oh, Lord. Oh, yeah, he don't even know about that, do he?
No, he don't know about that, son.
All you gotta do is just tell him one thing. Just tell him to, what you call it? Just tell him to run. The run. That's all niggas need to just mention is the run, man.
Yeah, he don't know about the down by seven. Come on, son. How you go on the 10-1 run? How you do that?
Look, he's not even hearing because he don't know nothing about it.
Oh, I know.
He don't know about that 10-1 run.
Nope.
he's never been a part of a 10-1 run.
I'm playing with me, of course. Oh, yeah. Come on, just rebound. Stop the game right now. Stop the game
right now. Oh, no. Who's in your face? Chuck!
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Stick this nigga with that jab. Oh, good punch.
Right back to the box on early.
Good punch.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, he's almost finished. This kid's gonna punch himself out unless he don't knock this nigga out. So this nigga might
be
playing
chicken. We too polished right now. He's too polished
for
that.
Yeah, he might be playing chicken, this fucking Puerto Rican man.
I don't know. He just popped the Puerto Rican nigga's fucking chin strap.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hold on. Look. You see it?
Mm-hmm.
We get through there. We punch through your gloves, nigga.
Mm-hmm. He needs to send that left hand up, uppercut right through them shits, man.
Yeah, yo, E.
Yo.
What you know about that 10-1 run, man?
Yeah, he don't know about it.
What is that?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's what niggas do to niggas, man. Pause,
mm-hmm.
man.
Down 13.
Niggas down 7 points, make a 10-1 run and win, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that what you guys did?
Yeah, man.
That's after the first dismantling.
Oh, after the first dismiss for the first.
Yeah.
Ah.
Right back to NBA.
But I can't front. My son Nod was going in.
Who that?
My son Nod was going in.
Yeah, Nod. I mean,
Nod is. I don't know, son. We might have to put this kid Nod on varsity and see what he do, man.
He's on the bench. Like I already told that nigga, he's on the bench, but like. Like, after he dunked, niggas threw in the alley, and he dunked, I was like, all right, he might be ready, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he might be ready to start. Like, yeah, like, you know what I mean? But, like,
he got
to I think he'll fit in nicely.
Yeah,
I could just fall back. And that's what he,
mm-hmm.
see what he looks like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, he needs to actually play with, like, the varsity style, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It needs to play with Ryan and them niggas, like, you know what I mean?
Niggas ain't played the true file for a minute.
Nah, niggas haven't. I be trying to get this nigga Ryan to come out, but he be on some other shit. All right, no doubt.
Strength and conditioning coach.
He looks like a pussy.
Yeah, he is.
Somebody got their TV on. Mad loud.
Oh,
steal.
Yeah.
Jumper.
Hold on.
Yak.
And
they got rebounds, though.
There we go.
Okay, a little behind the back dribble.
You seen it.
Yeah, get it out. We don't need you handling the field.
Just to balance it out real quick, let me throw it behind my back so I can get my bearings.
Oh, let's go, Salmons.
Yeah, you seen it.
Right.
Too strong, though. Oh, we'll take it.
So, we still in the building. You don't shoot those, but you shot it, and you made it.
Mm-hmm. Go
yeah, Reginald.
That's pretty much how I ended the game last game.
My role was just to look like young John Stockton, man. That's my new role, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Which means niggas gotta step up their roles, man.
Mm-hmm.
On the team.
Yeah, there was a couple of nice dishes and switches out there.
Too many.
Let's go, nigga. All right.
My turnover ratio is getting down, too, and it's about to be
mm-hmm.
trouble.
What did you guys say, yesterday?
Nah, girl. That was Sunday. You know Sunday's the day, man. Stop from talking about. Only day you can go to that park and get, you know, some decent run.
Sunday?
Yeah. Good pass in. Oh, yeah. Let's go, Joe Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're trying to go on. Yeah, they're talking about to say they're trying to, like, secure that eighth spot right now. Let's go, Tay. Easy does it, man.
Double teaming this thing out here?
Yeah, you got to double team that lefty, man. Yeah, okay. Excuse me, sir. I think I'll use that area to shoot on your face.
Uh-huh. I like that shot right there.
Yeah, my son Tay-Tay. Oh, nah, good move. You see that little fucking, see that little triple threat move? See that little jab step? Should I be telling you about shit? Freezes me, bro.
Hold on. Let me see that real quick. Let me.
Yeah, we got to go. We can go back on that, yeah. I forgot about that. We can,
Yeah, go back one more time, real quick.
Yeah, go back to that, to, the Tyrus Thomas when he caught it on the wing.
Oh, yeah, he did. I seen it.
Like,
he just caught it. He got the pass, turned around, fake to the right,
went
right
left.
That's like, my health is the most important thing. I know people are going
to say
that. I've been avoiding my whole career, and I pride myself on that, blah, blah, blah. Back injury.
That's true,
is, though. Gonna go. So he's not running.
No, he's not running.
Okay.
That's true, though. Niggas know much than AI. That nigga done played through every injury possible to play through.
Mm-hmm.
All that shit is finally catching up.
That all.
Then if he's out there, and he's not producing, then niggas like, alright, he's not producing now.
Yeah, right.
914-338-1782. Shout out dedications and requests. So I made my own Annie Ann special, man. Shit's off the chain.
No one's interested.
What you say?
No one's interested.
Yeah, no one at all. No one responded.
What kind of pretzel
are you? You heard that? Nigga said, get the fuck up.
Nah, I just used the super pretzels, and I dipped it in butter, and then put the salt on top of it.
You're a fat piece of shit, man. I hate
you. Yeah, I know.
Super pretzels are the shit, though.
He asthmatic,
yeah.
And he got an ass bag.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, let me see what I can pull from this house.
Okay.
Ass
bag.
Let's go
banging him.
Can I hold your ass bag? Oh, no, my brother.
Oh, no, my brother.
Nigga Benjamin got a long-ass head.
You knock with ass back, you got to cheek it.
Hype man.
Watch the replay.
My official niggas come to the front.
Yeah, Vignano.
He's trying to. And then with my goons, half over the moon. Look up.
Yeah.
Watch my shoulder.
Yeah. We going in, daddy. Black glove, black pad, black automatic. Put on from the cat. For the black mask. Yeah, daddy, you swear, mommy, that nasty. For the hands on the strip and the black baggy. Keep money coming in each and every Saturday. But niggas come up short, broke this whole family. I'm a big choice to make them understand me. I'm a drawer, none other.
Combos I heard. 10 punch combo. Nah, we don't know.
The ball.
Yeah, he's swinging kind of wildly right now.
What the hell is that?
Don't even sound right, though.
Flow with him, go with him, and in the place to go with him. It's in the old living.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Transporter 3 was a shit, but Quake 2 is only even better.
No, you know what? I was looking for the Transformer, like, for the trailers and shit on YouTube, and I saw some bullshit. It was like some bullshit, some Rayman bullshit or something like that. It was like a fake trailer. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, you got to type in Revenge of the something. Revenge. Put in Transformers Part 2, Revenge of, something like that, and they'll pop up.
Oh, all right.
That shit's going to be crack. They come out with a Wolverine movie.
Yeah, no, I've seen that. It's about all the X-Men, though, not just Wolverine.
Oh, all right.
It's got him, it's got Ice Queen, got Gambit, Sabretooth.
Yeah.
Yeah, my nigga Gambit's my nigga, though.
Yeah.
Okay, we back to NBA action. Come on, Benjamin.
Hey, yo, E.
No.
Who's winning Friday night game, the Lakers or the Nets?
The Lakers.
Huh?
What the fuck is that, nigga? The fucking Lakers.
The Lakers.
Lindsey Hunter.
Heh. What kind of question is that?
This nigga used to be on Detroit, didn't he?
Yep.
Yeah.
Not a nigga's on Chicago.
No, you're basketball now.
Hey, yo, they traded.
Who, me?
You, nigga.
I know.
Yo, didn't they trade McDyess and get him back or some shit? How did that work?
Nah, he ain't get home. Did he get traded? Actually, matter of fact, he'll tell you.
Hold on, McDyess used to play for, McDyess, didn't he play for Dallas at one point? And then
but I'm saying, like last year.
What?
You said for Dallas?
Yeah, didn't McDyess, who did McDyess play for?
Come on,
he played for the Knicks. What am I talking about? He played for the Knicks.
Before that, though.
Before he played for the Knicks, who did he play for?
I'm asking you.
Hold on. He played for...
Almost.
I might be wrong. That's all I was about to say. I might be wrong, but I thought he played for Detroit.
Detroit, the Knicks, and then came back to Detroit.
Where did he play for before he went to Detroit?
He played for, McDyess. He played for,
I actually don't even remember. I don't remember. So if you remember, you got me on that.
Travel. Come on, Tyrus, to travel, man. What are you doing?
Where the fuck did McDyess play before he played there?
Oh, he got this nigga with a fake. Oh, my God, the disgusting ball fake. Got you, white boy.
Yeah.
Got you, white boy.
Yeah, he fixed them real quick.
Yeah, I didn't see the shit, though. When they showed that shit with a different camera angle.
Yeah.
He got the nigga.
They showed it from the overview, man.
Yeah, he got the nigga.
Got that answer for me, E?
I'm going to look it up right now.
Yeah, please do. Because I remember McDyess came into the league with Denver.
I remember that much. I remember he played with Denver.
I could have sworn he was in a trade, you know what I'm saying? Like, when they traded, when they got AI and shit, but then, like...
Nah, he was, I think he was, I think he had to be a free agent. I think he was a free agent.
Because
if he got tricked, because he went to the Knicks after he left Detroit the first time. And ain't nobody from the Knicks on fucking Detroit.
Oh, yeah, he tried to fix him up. Smith, Ingeman. Foul. Oh, no, that was Beanham. Yeah, he be trying to fix niggas, huh?
Hold on, my computer froze up.
What?
His computer froze.
If I could remember what year this nigga McDice fucking went to Detroit the first time, I could tell you when this nigga, where he was at before.
Oh, yeah, good spin. Too strong, though.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, way too strong.
Stucco. Let me show our niggas how to change the battery real quick without dropping a call. Niggas don't know about that, man. Change the battery without dropping a call on y'all niggas real quick.
Oh boy, bitch is taking off her shirt in the fucking elevator.
Just want something else to watch out here, man. Child seeing this nigga's face get punched in.
Wait, shit falls off?
This nigga's just getting his face. First 48 is on? Yeah, I'm like,
I haven't touched it in a while, so. You know, I lost all of my, what do you call it then?
Yeah, kind of like your mother's pussy. I haven't touched that in a while, either.
She's been changing my boiler room for the past 6-7 months. I remembered that when I had went down there one day.
Uh-huh. And you was like, damn, you still here?
And it's funny because I tripped over. I didn't know she was there. Like, you know what I mean? I forgot that she was there. I tripped over. I was like,
what happened?
15 minutes left.
Yeah, I hate this chick right here, son.
Yo.
15 minutes left?
On the fucking first 48 guard, this chick swear like, yo, she's like, she's always down. She's always trying to bring the hood down, guard. Like,
anybody call in?
Yeah, your mom's called in.
No. How do you know how many listeners you have?
It's fucking, you gotta go back to the fucking show. You gotta go back to as if you're editing the show.
Okay.
And it shows how many listeners you have. But it's not tallied up until like you actually are done.
Ah, this nigga snitching. Hard body. Damn, drop call. You just see a nigga's cell phone on the floor.
That's grimy. They be showing niggas, Jordans on the floor. One episode, they just showed a nigga brim on the floor with this fucking bullet hole in it. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
My nigga, ever seen a slug of a fucking brim blow the brim of a fitted out, nigga?
6 hours and 4 minutes left?
Yeah, you see it. You see the guns drawn.
Yeah, I see it. Niggas laying down early.
Yeah, of course. Tough him. Book him, Dano. Hold on a minute, buddy.
I'm not giving you guys no trouble.
Okay, he's been in 12 years, right?
Welcome, Dano.
He came in with Denver. I remember he played with Chauncey Billups in Denver the first time.
Ain't no booking me, Dano.
Mm-mm.
Oh, they got this nigga tied to the table. What's that?
Okay. He came in with Denver, Phoenix, and went back to Denver.
Okay.
I knew he played for some time. I remember seeing him in a Phoenix uniform. All right, Denver, Phoenix, back to Denver. to New York.
Mm-hmm.
Played for New York. Then he went back to Phoenix.
Oh.
And then he went back to Detroit.
I didn't know he went back to Phoenix again. Okay. Pretty interesting trail. They got this in a box then.
Let's see if he's telling.
Hmm.
Wrong thing to say, bro.
Hmm. I'm a good chef.
Murder, so he don't know nothing.
Claire's degree.
Hmm. 13 minutes remaining.
We give a big shout out to all the dirty Puerto Ricans out there drinking coconut milk right now.
From somebody's mom's breast.
Cambodian breast milk.
Oh boy.
So now you're placing yourself at the scene. You fucking up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's been a show.
Uh-huh.
One moment, please. Can I help you?
Brett,
yeah,
where?
Let me speak to Brett Weir.
Who's calling?
Is he in?
Yeah, who's calling?
Look, jerky, I don't need to
don't
talk
need
to you.
You.
You don't need to talk to me?
Get Brett Weir, I said.
You're upstairs repairing something. You want me to call you back?
Well, this is a super across the way.
Yeah.
And he was supposed to take care of some business for me, and I'm very angry at that little jerk. All right, now I'm going to break his fucking head.
What do you want me to do? Get in touch with you where?
He knows what the fuck I'm talking about. And don't have me come down there for you either, tough guy. Tell him to see me.
Super across the street?
You got it.
Yeah, you see him. You see him buckle. He about to snitch.
Yeah, you see it.
Where y'all watching? First, 48?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Roofing.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. Look, I got a little problem here. I got some leaks up in the roof there.
Yeah.
I had some guys here yesterday, some Mexican, little Mexicans there up there whacking away at my roof. They tell me this, that, and the other thing. Next thing you know, it rains. I got the rain coming right down inside. I went up there. You know, they're trying to show me this, that. I fired the two of the fuckers off on their fucking head. They don't know what the fuck they're doing up there. My wife's up there poking around. She's making like she knows what the fuck is up. I fired her down onto the fucking car. Hey, now, what I need here, buddy, is I need this fucking thing done right. Tell me what you can do for me.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not fucking putting you on, man. This is aggravating me now. This shit's going on. My wife, she's up there poking around like she knows what the fuck she's doing. I kick her right up the fucking ass, threw her down onto the fucking car. Show me what you can do now. I really need this. It's all along the side of the fucking house. The water's coming in like a sieve. Hey, this
joke,
is a fucking joke, huh? Come on, buddy. Help me out here.
Okay, what's your name?
Frank Rizzo.
Spell it.
R-I-Z-Z-O.
R-I-Z-Z-O.
Yeah, now this problem, this has been going on for years now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The rain just comes in. It's like buckets on my fucking head. It's getting out of line now. I got the fucking kids up there playing on the fucking roof. This is bullshit.
Give me your address.
It's 503 5th Street.
503 5th Street.
All right, listen.
Mm-hmm.
What do? You go up there with the kettles, the pots, the fucking hot shit? What do? Talk to me.
What? I have to come see what...
All right, because you know what happens. See, I got a lot of fucking problems. These little Mexican fuckers, they were up there with the hot shit.
Mm-hmm.
And they're fucking joking. They were up there slapping each other with the hot mops. I don't need this kind of shit.
All right?
Yeah.
So I had to go up there, shoot the two fuckers right down in the yard, split their fucking heads. Out of here.
Well, who'd you hire to do that?
I don't know the name of the fuckers. I thought I was going to get a little break on the price. The little bastards are up on the roof running around like fucking retards.
Huh. Well.
One of them come through the fucking window. He thinks he's cute. He's playing his little games. He fired his friend through my fucking window. He landed down in the living room. Hey, I can't have this shit.
Gee, many crib.
All right, Bob. You help me out there.
Okay.
All right? I want you to come over here. You look at the fucking roof. You get your hands right in there and get your hands fucking dirty and you see what the problem is. All right? We'll see if we can fix this shit up.
Huh.
Okay?
Hey, I'll give you a call.
All right. If I get in your way anything like that, you fire me down into the fucking yard, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.
Fire me down in the fucking yard. Fucking Faison.
Oh, love.
Oh, God. Whoever that is, stop that shit. Yeah, he's trying to cross these niggas like crucifix.
Oh, man, I got a piece of chicken stuck in my throat. Shit.
Oh, boy. That must run in the family because your mom had my manhood stuck in her throat the other day.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot Tim Thomas was on the Bulls now, bum ass nigga. I thought that nigga was on the fucking Knicks again.
Well,
fuck this nigga came from. Oh, this nigga left a fork on the Chinese food. Oh boy. Shit, oh, that's funny.
Wanna get wet?
Wanna get away? Let me see if this nigga's over here telling on the first 48.
Yeah, I think he is.
Yeah, right back to it. Perfect timing.
I'm pissed off, man. As soon as I spit all my shit out. Man, I had chewed the food in my mouth waiting to go down. I'm like, damn, I'm choking. So I spit all that shit out, and then the shit want to go down. That was a waste of food, man.
Niggas got this nigga cuffed at the table.
Yeah, oh, nigga, they had the nigga chained to the, they had the nigga tied to the table. Then I guess they put the, cut the bracelets on him.
Uh-huh.
Did he call that? Oh, my God. Oh, boy. Niggas don't want to hear that, fam. They're writing down everything. You stop crying fastly, too.
Was he crying?
He was.
Did he do the crime?
He's done crying now.
Did he do the crime, though?
Oh, son. Did he
do the crime? He's about to tell on himself.
Yeah, basically.
He got his gun out, cocked it back, and then what did you do?
He's going the self-defense route. That's what he's trying to do.
Uh-huh.
Self-defense?
Mm-hmm. Are you saying Trump pulled out his straps first?
I mean, nah, he said, he didn't even say he had a strap. He said the nigger pulled the hammer
out. He said he pulled his gun out.
Yeah, he said, homie pulled his gun out on him.
That's
you know
what I'm saying.
And then
he just said it. I shot him.
He took it from him. You know what I'm saying? That's what he's saying.
Self-defense.
So that sounds like self-defense. Now he's on the floor crying.
Self-defense.
Hold on. Is this the one with the boy from Miami about the AK-47?
Nah, dog.
Nah.
Yeah, we're done. Yeah, we're done here, homie. We're leaving. We're going to lunch. Book him,
yeah, we're going to lunch.
Book him, Dano. But how far is that self-defense going to go, though?
Mm-hmm. Detective. Cavill. Still crying. You see the toilet tissue, wipe your face.
Word. They don't care. Mm-hmm.
3 seconds left. Yeah, nigga. And he's curled up in a ball.
True. That's why he's going to be in the bin, probably.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, but how many shots? How many times you shot the man? This nigga left his phone there, though. I mean, come on, son.
Dropped his phone there. I'm picking my shit up.
Basically.
I don't give a fuck. I'm picking my shit up. It's out the. Nah, fuck it. I'm picking my shit up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we shot him 5 times, dog? That's not
self-defense. That's what I'm saying. How many shells did they find? You shot him 5 times. That's not self-defense, my nigga.
Yeah, you're fried. Rest of his life, goddamn. Niggas are giving life for bodies out here.
Mm-hmm. Clouds rolling. Sun rising.
Another day.
The victim's family arrives pale with the flat butts.
Flat bunion. Ugly, too.
Victim's friend. Whatever.
All right, that's just a friend. He's probably slashing off.
Yeah. Cracking up on her face. She's whack, too.
Yeah, she's whack. She's probably just give his head.
Yeah. She's not crying, so, I mean.
Nah,
she probably,
man. You know,
it
was
don't even
want to
be there.
Yeah, like, split.
Oh, they go to tears.
Sister.
Has been charged with first-degree murder, currently awaiting trial. Of course.
Why they try to put that shit at the bottom? Like, come on.
Yeah, it sounds good. I hate that.
You
derailed?
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Like, she look like a fiend off the top. She look like a fiend, too.
Yeah, he does.
I hate this bitch, though.
Yeah, me too, dog.
I just came from vacation. I'm ready to book some niggas.
Yeah, so I'm like...
Jabberwocky.
Chinchilla face.
Chinchilla. What's wrong with this guy?
Chinchilla.
Somebody give him a fucking baby bib and a baby and a wet wipe.
And a chin strap.
Rainbow wig.
Rainbow
chin strap. And a fucking bike helmet with the mohawk on it.
And the run over
pushed blue mustache.
And a fucking...
Yeah,
push-up,
she's
bro.
Mad disgusting. She be wearing
and
a fake nail and a fucking weave and shit, and she's mad.
Who?
What
are you wearing?
Fucking, this fucking bitch, bro.
Fucking nail job.
Yeah.
Fucking.
In a fucking
inner. And some rubber boots with zippers on it.
Fucking pocketbook and a wig.
And a Washington set.
And Washington set, nigga. Cool, water.
Water.
Water. A man's lying in the street. Okay, early. He ain't moving.
Hey, yeah, but hold on, though. How many minutes left on the show?
I think we in overtime.
Yeah, we might be in overtime right now.
Look at this nigga. You just see this nigga fucking laying there with his ice on, nigga.
Yeah, nigga, ice on, blood in his arm and shit.
Man.
Shit. Yeah, niggas is on overtime right now. You hit us on myspace.com/angry_bastard_.
Yeah, it's pretty much a wrap.
Radio.
Pretty much a wrap for that. Unless you're recording the show.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is for the motherfucker that's listening right now on the recording.
Yeah, they're done there. They're done. It's 9:02. They're finished.
It's not live no more.
Got this nigga laid out, dog. Yeah, you see it.
Stretched out like a tampon.
Laid out like linoleum, nigga.
Broken
and shit. Yeah.
His wrist is broken?
It look like it. Look, still got his shell top on. Work.
Mm.
That shit is real.
Is that cocaine?
Wow.
Oh, somebody threw it, sprinkled coke on the floor, make a drug related.
Yeah.
Niggas just gray me in the hood. Now you gotta get the fingerprints on the drugs. Stupid ass niggas. They got a suspect.
Mm-hmm.
Or a witness.
Mm-hmm.
Witness right now, suspect later.
Yeah. I thought it might have been suspect now, witness later.
Word.
I could be wrong.